This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, just moments ago, we finished Salat al-Kusuf, the eclipse prayer. And this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever there's a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, that we rush to as-salat. And the eclipse is no doubt a sign of the hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا. Allah azza wa jal in Surah Taha, he says that the hour is fast approaching. آتِيَةٌ, it's coming. The day of judgment is coming. الصِّرَاط is coming. الْمِيزَان, the scale is coming. The hellfire is coming. The paradise is coming. And all the events of the Day of Judgment are coming. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا, I'm almost keeping the hour hidden. What that means is that I will show you signs, but the knowledge of the hour is hidden, but I'll show you signs. And no doubt, the solar eclipse that we witnessed moments ago is one of the minor signs of the hour. And this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushed to pray eclipse prayer when the eclipse happened, because who knows, it could have been the Day of Judgment and he wanted to meet Allah Azza wa Jal while he was in as-salat. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, when he describes the scene about the sun and what would happen to it on the last day of earth, he says, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ, all of a sudden, when the eyes of mankind, بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ, when the eyes of people become confused, on the last day of earth, people's sight becomes confused. People are looking left and right of them, unaware of what is happening to the universe and what is happening to the earth. The stars are falling, the moon and the sun are losing their light. The ocean is set on fire. The sky is torn in half. Bariq al-basar, people's eyes is going left and right. They are confused at what they are seeing. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ, and the moon, there is an eclipse that happens to the moon, meaning that the moon loses its light. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ, and الشَّمْس, the sun, and الْقَمَرِ, they both collide with each other. They gather, they join, they collide with each other, and they lose their light, and that's the end of them. So no doubt, the solar eclipse that was witnessed moments ago, this is a sign of the hour. This is a sign for mankind to know that the promise of Allah is real, that promise of Allah is absolute truth, and that the hour is on its way. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the eclipse that happened in Al-Madinah, total darkness took place, he gathered the companions and he prayed two rak'at. And after as-salat, he gave a khutbah and he encouraged the companions to make takbir, to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. To seek istighfar, to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He also commanded them to give sadaqah, and he commanded them to engage in a dhikr. He also commanded them to seek Allah's forgiveness and Allah's protection from the punishment of the hellfire and the punishment of the grave. And he also commanded them to go and free slaves and to give sadaqat and to make dua. Why? Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried that these moments might be the last moments on earth, and so he wanted his companions to die upon goodness, to meet Allah upon goodness. And so what we are learning is that the best thing a believer could do, the best matter a believer could be engaged in the last moments of his life before he meets Allah Azza wa Jal, is worship, is good deeds, even if it was minimal. As long as a person remains consistent upon this. This is what we're learning, my brothers and sisters in Islam, from the eclipse that took place. We are learning that the best way to be prepared to meet Allah Azza wa Jal is with good deeds. Is with good deeds. No matter how minimal it is, as long as you remain consistent upon the good deed, my brothers and sisters in Islam. But this is a very important lesson. And one final reflection we can make, and that is that when the sun, when there was an eclipse during the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people began to speak, they began to talk, and they said that the sun has, or that the eclipse has taken place because the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, has passed away. Subhanallah. And this, look what happened here. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this, he came out to the people and he said to them, Inna ash-shamsa wal qamara ayatani min ayati Allah la yankhasifani limawti ahadin wala lihayatihi. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the sun and the moon, they are two signs of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not eclipse for the death or the life of anyone. They don't. So then he said, if you see the eclipse, then rush to the prayer. And what we learn from this is something incredible. And that is, we are learning the authenticity of the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the final Prophet of Allah. Why? Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have remained quiet and could have went along with the people and said, yes, true, the sun has eclipsed because of the death of my son. You see, that's why I'm a Prophet of Allah. He could have taken it to his advantage and did this. However, he's an honest and a truthful messenger. He came to the people and he said to them, no, the eclipse isn't because of the death of my son. The eclipse, the sun and the moon, are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They belong to Allah azza wa jal. And the eclipse doesn't happen for the death of someone or the life of someone. Rather, they are signs in which Allah azza wa jal terrifies the servants with them so that they can turn to Him. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do see the eclipse, then rush to as-salat and rush to the many forms of good that He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We ask Allah azza wa jal to instill within us a sense of fearing Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah azza wa jal to accept our deeds and to make us among the righteous believers. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.